Ready?
Yes, I'm here. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you on this evening, thanking you, honoring you, worshiping you. We give you all glory. Oh, Father, we lift you up on high. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you for another family night Bible study. We thank you for everyone who has dialed in and who is yet to dial in, oh God. We thank you for the speaker of the hour. We ask you to use them in a mighty powerful way. We eagerly look forward to hear what you have to say to us, O God. We say, speak, Lord. Speak to us, O God. Give us just what we need for such a time as this. Feed us from on high, O God. We just, O God, worship you in spirit and in truth. We are just ever so grateful for your touch. Nobody, as the songwriter said, nobody can do us like Jesus. Nobody can love us like you can. Nobody can provide for us like you can. Nobody knows us like you do, oh God. We, oh God, are just in awe of you. We ask you, oh God, to continue, oh Father, to be Lord of our lives and Lord of our situations. We lay ourselves before you and we say thank God. We praise you. We love you and adore you. We commit this prayer and all things to you. In Jesus' name, we say thank God. And have your way on tonight, oh God, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Sandy. Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody back to Thursday night Bible study, where we will continue our lesson with talking with God.
Amen.
Our teacher is going to be Reverend Maddie. We're going to turn it right over to her.
All right. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
We thank God for another Thursday night. We thank God for everyone on the line, for Sandy. Thank you for the prayer. Tina, for the song, because we take all of us to come together to make the body of Christ. And that's a good thing. So nobody can take the glory or feel like they can do it all by themselves. We thank God for our Thursday night family. As we come together, we look forward to what he half of us on Thursday night, be it in a song or prayer or 30 seconds or even in the word that he gives me to share. Last week, as we celebrated the Independence Day for the nation, we thank God for him blessing us to look at what he's done as the creator when it comes to the things of the earth, and also how he blessed us so that we can understand what true freedom is like. Of course, Independence Day represented the freedom of the nation, but we also heard what it really looked like to be free when you're born again, believer. And tonight, we just thank God that the word that he has given me is for us to look at what the right way to pray looks like. I know many times we have asked ourselves if we are praying according to God's will, or at least I say I have. So I want to make sure that whatever I do it and it be according to his will so that I can get the credit for it. Because when we are outside of the will of the Father, I can tell you, I don't care what you do, say, or where you go and all the things that you can think that you're going to have, that he's accepting. If it's not according to his will, his plan, it's not being accepted by God. So if, tonight, as we look at the scripture, there will be 2 Chronicles 7:14, and I may get to read some in Matthew and also in Proverbs. But the main thing that I want us to realize is that God's plan is not for us to try to copy after somebody else when we pray. Yet the scripture says in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, it says, when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. And I believe in King James might say in heaven. So each of individuals have God has given us information as to where to start. And we know that Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 13 is what we call the Lord's Prayer. And it's the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. And so not to try to follow after somebody else in prayer when we pray. We don't need to try to copy their style. We don't need to try to talk like they talk.
Hello?
Hello, I'm still here. Hello. I'm still here.
Hello, I'm still here.
Hello.
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 Uncle Robert, you here? We praise the Lord. Apologize for getting knocked off the line, but hopefully I can stay on long enough to get finished what I was trying to say. But we don't need to try to pattern after anyone else. That's not freedom. And as believers, we are free in, the scripture said that the Son set free is free indeed. So we are free. But and also, we know when Jesus hung on the cross and he said it's finished, the curtain in the temple had been ripped from top to bottom so that each person could go to God for themselves. That has not changed. And so we are able to go into his presence ourselves, and God wants us to be ourselves. We don't need to try to follow and act like, you know, either our presentations, our words, or
thought pattern that we use when we pray, or even the position that we be in, should not be trying to follow after anyone else. We're supposed to be ourselves, but God knows us. He knows because he created us, and he knows who we are. He knows what we are capable of doing. And yes. So when we come before the Father, if we will yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit, then the Father invites us into his presence, and that's what prayer is about, is that we come before him and have a conversation with him. And when we do that, the good thing is that he have not required, never required of us to use, he never required us to use fancy words. So when we come into his presence, he just want us to be ourselves and come before him with praise and thanksgiving. We know that the one thing that God want us to do when we come into his presence, and we should want to, is to be humble. In the presence of a holy God, humility or humbleness is having a low view of ourselves. And I'm telling you, I don't know any other place that we could should have a low vision of ourselves than in the presence of a holy God. We talk about the one that created everything, and last week, as I shared with you, he said he even have named the stars, and each star has a name, and then we have been we are engraved in his palm of his hand, and he had put everything in place from the beginning, and he has called us to be his beloved children. And so when we come before him to have a conversation, we humble ourselves, and we are learning to talk to him about our concerns, but then we are learning to be still that he can talk to us. One of the things I think we have had problem with down through the years, and maybe it has not been taught as much as it should have been, is that the prayer is not just go in the presence of God, tell him what you have to say or what you want to say, and then you off about the day, and because you miss part of it. The most important thing is that we be still, and that's part of humility too, I believe, that we be still in his presence, and he want us to make our request known. But after that, then we need to hear what the instruction God has given us before we leave his presence, so we'll know what to do as we leave his presence. And I think it's in Proverbs where it says 3:5-6 that he said, lean not to our own understanding, and when we trust him with our whole heart, then he said he will order our steps. But how do you know which direction God is saying go in if we just go in his presence, have our conversation, and then leave? The right way to pray is to go before the Father, make our request known, present our petition, and then to be still. And as said, the beginning of our prayer and the ending of our prayer should be in humility. And I don't see why we can't find in our heart to do that. Because a mighty God, the creator of all things, he is great and greatly to be praised. So why would we not have ourselves? And if we are sitting in a chair or kneeling, whatever, I read somewhere where it said that some people have the print where they kneel beside their bed in the carpet. Well, now, I don't know if that necessarily impresses God if we're not doing it his way. If we're just getting down there and spending time talking to him, but not just being still and listening when we finish, because we know God is going to listen to us, but it's only when we are operating according to his will can he respond to the request that we make. So tonight, as we look at the scripture, and I love 2 Chronicles 7:14, because it follows a lot of other things that God has said to Solomon. And so I'm gonna start reading at verse 11, and then I will finish up at 15. It said, thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord. And in his own house he prospered effectively. And verse 12 said, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. And verse 13 said, and this is the thing that, you know, I want us to really pay attention to, is because this is what God said to Solomon. And I believe that he's saying the same thing to us today in so many words. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. And then it comes to verse 14, he said, if my people, no matter what's going on in the world today, what God is saying, all I want you to do is humble yourself and what? And pray. And if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. All the things that we need God to do for us, he said he's going to do it. But first, before he can begin to answer prayer, we have to be obedient to what he requires of us when we pray. And it said, no matter what's going on right now, we know it's a lot of chaos in the world right now. That doesn't really matter. If we humble ourselves, see ourselves as in a low state in the presence of God and come into his presence and he said, and pray. We humble ourselves, we pray, we seek God's faith and not his hand. We should not come into his presence all the time asking first before we recognize, we first give honor to him and recognizing who he is and his greatness. And then after we speak his faith, then we can pray, we can turn from what we think is right and find out what God considers right. And in so doing, he said he will forgive any sin in our lives and he will heal the land. And we need God to keep his promise, because the land definitely needs, there's healing that needs to be going on at this time. That there's nothing we can do except come into the presence of God in the way that he's pleased at, so that not only does he hear our prayer, but he can answer the prayer and he can turn some of the things that's going on around. And so tonight we need to understand that prayer is a gift to us. Prayer is a gift to us. And it is an opportunity for us to honor God. It's an opportunity for us to display confidence in God. If he said he would heal the land, we need to have confidence in him and know that if God said it, that he's going to do it. Well, we did what he required of us. And also, he said, forgive us. We know that in Psalms 103, where we forgive all our iniquity, it don't matter what has happened. We need to pray in the way that God can forgive everything that we've done that didn't please him, everything that would be a hindrance to our prayers and answer. We need to make sure all that is covered. And God is a forgiving God. And if we just come to him the way that he wants us to come, he's going to forgive us. And he said, I'm here from heaven. And I know I've gone over this once before, but because I said, God, why do you have to hear from heaven? And our prayer account is in heaven. And so if we have enough in our prayer account, God can take care of the requests that's been made, then it would be so. But if we have been, and we have not been, adding a prayer to our account according to the will of the Father, then there is an efficiency in our account, and there will not be, God will not be able to answer our request. And so when we pray, that's why it's so important that is that we make sure that we are praying the right way, so that, that the prayers are being laid up in heaven. And when God go to our account, then it's not an insufficient amount. And whatever we need, God is able to supply. And then those things is so important. Not only does he forgive our sin, but he also, by the power of the Holy Spirit, will guide us into all truth. And when we let him guide us and he answers our request, he will meet every need that we have. The only thing we need to do then as believers is to praise the one that created us and to say, what would you have me to do today, Lord, that will make a difference in the building and advancement of your kingdom? And I believe that's the place we need to seek to be each day, so that whatever we do is pleasing in the eyes of God, but it's also would be blessing to those that are around us, that he sent to us, or those that he sent us to. So as we seek him for the right way for us to pray, let's not try to pattern after nobody. Let's just try to make ourselves available to God and let him show us our sins, and know that if we begin our prayer in humility and end our prayer in humility, I believe more than likely God will not only listen, but he will also answer. We thank God today for his word, because I'm telling you, God's word never changed. I don't care how many times we go back and read it. God's word never changed. And he's saying, no matter what's going on in the world today, if he would stop the rain from coming, and when he said, but if my people, born again believers, those that are calling on his name, will humble themselves in his presence and pray according to what he is requiring of us, then he will answer. We will give our sin, and he will heal the land. Let's seek God that way that pleases God, so that the land can be healed. Things need to be turned around, so that there's not so much chaos and that we're having to deal with on a daily basis. So we thank God tonight as he teach us the right way to pray in his presence, humble and wait after we talk to him and let God talk to us. And I believe we're going to see changes in the things that we need to see changes take place. God bless you. We love you. And again, the scriptures is Matthew chapter 6:5-13, 2 Chronicles 7, I read 11-14, and read Proverbs 3:5-6, that we lean not to our own understanding, but that we trust God with our whole heart, so he can continue to direct our path. Back to you, Robert.
God be the glory.
Yeah, the word. Okay. Our 35th tonight is coming from Tangelo.
Was Tangelo on?
And I'm trying to wait and see.
Hey, I feel old, and I did not know it was my curse.
Who was that? Okay, that's
what I'm saying. Somebody else excuse it for me, and I switch for next week.
Okay. You see anybody want to step up?
I will go, Robert.
Okay.
I'm going to read some of Psalm 103, what my Mother Richardson said was so beautiful. Psalm 103, starting at verse 1, said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, We can't name all of his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. And God just keeps pouring into us over and over and over and over. I read down through the fifth verse, and if you feel like reading the rest of the scripture, this is such a good chapter, but all of God's word is good. As I read from Psalm 103, verse 1 to verse 5.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, let's go ahead and open the line up for inputs and updates.
But Miss Jessie asked me to ask the Bible study group to cover her in prayer.
Yes, Miss Jessie.
Okay. And this is Wilma. Can you pray for my friend's grandson? His name is Logan. He's just going through some health issues right now.
And Robert Gill, I have a priest report from a young lady I was asking y'all to pray for. She was in had to go into surgery. She had been in cancer in her lungs and everything. Praise God, the report came back. She clean. No cancer. She's cancer free.
Amen. God bless.
Thank
you. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Yes.
I want to know if you could keep the crowd of family in prayer. My sister-in-law lost her son today.
What was her name?
Wilhelmina Myrick. She lost her son, Curtis Crowder.
Thank you.
This is Linda Hodge. I would like to request prayer for my daughter-in-law, Cynthia Hodge. And for Valencia also.
This is Sandy. I'd like to ask prayer for our niece, Abby. She had surgery a little earlier to remove a kidney stone. And she's out of surgery. Surgery went well, but she's in a lot of pain.
Thank you.
This is Lorraine. I'm prayer for a friend of mine. Her name is Tanya. She's having surgery tomorrow. She's having a lot of problems with her health, so just keep Tanya in prayer. Can't remember her last name, but she goes into surgery tomorrow.
Well, I just want to give praise and thanks to God for everyone that was praying for me when I went in to get the oral surgery. My mouth is still a little sore, but I thank God that's behind me now, and I can praise him and glorify him and testify all his goodness.
Amen. I have this is Mari. Good evening, everybody. A testimony. A lot of times when Reverend Richardson prays, she says, she prays to God and looks for the message, and she gives us what he sends her. And last Thursday, she read spoke on Galatians 5:13, and the very next morning, my verse for the day was Galatians 5:13. So I may not be saying it correctly, God's amazing, and there is power in listening to his word. And as she said tonight, peace be still, because he hears us and he does tell us. So I just want to say that. Thank you.
Okay, no more than push the update. We'll move right along into a roll call.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
If there's no mistake, I think there was 35 last week. And we thank God for each and every one. At this time, we'll go into roll call. Lee in Virginia. Here. Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Willamette.
Here.
Janet.
Here.
Danny and Juanita.
Here.
Robert and Portia.
Here.
Ole. Gloria.
Here.
Reverend Maddie.
Here.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Gracie.
Here.
Sandra.
Here.
Linda Hodge.
Here.
Mari.
Here.
Deborah Bradford. Barbara William.
Here.
Linda.
Here.
Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine Jones.
Here.
Ken and Carolyn. Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Charlotte.
Here.
Renee. Angela.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Kamari.
Here.
Ashanti.
Here.
Tim.
Here.
Tina Strong.
Here.
Charles.
Here.
Tonda. Miss Jessie. Ronald. Francis.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Tanya White.
Here.
Okay. Fran.
Here.
Valencia. Lorraine M. Lisa.
Here.
Clyde. Did I miss anyone? Okay, back to you, Uncle Robert.
All right, continue. Okay, move right along. Next week. Our opening prayer is going to be done by Linda Hodge. And our 32nd is going to be Linda Simpson. And Angela, we'll move you down to the next opening. Okay, one other thing before I go. This week is the last chance to get in on our awesome getaway that's coming up. 18th, 19th, 20th of July. The 19th, 20th, and 21st of July. Down in short stay, Moncton, South Carolina. Probably going to be the best one we've ever had. You miss it. Get in on it. Okay. Turn it over to Pastor Burwell for closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father God, we thank you again for another Bible study. We thank you for everyone that participate, God. Lord, continue to bless them and restore back to them. God, we thank you for everything that you have done this day, God. This is the day that you have made. You told us to rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you for everything that you said, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God. And we thank you again for waking us up this morning. Close us in our right mind, God, and blood the running warm in our vein, God, in spite of what's taking place, God. But we thank you in advance. We thank you for having us today. We thank you for our teacher. Lord, bring it forth your word, God. You said that we might have life and have that more abundantly. Lord, I thank you for everything that you have done. God, continue to keep us, keep our mind together. You said keep us in perfect peace if we keep our mind stayed on thee. our children, God. Watch over them, God. Help them to make the right decision, God. Help them to turn to you while they can, Lord. Lord, I thank you for anyone tonight, God, if they have committed any sin. God, I ask you to move it out, Jesus. Forgive them, God, and give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit in our heart, Jesus. We thank you for everything, God. Help us to be obedient, God, and be committed to you, Father. Lord, to talk to you from day to day, God. You withhold no good thing from those who walk upright, God. Bless us financially, physically, spiritually, God. Bless each and everyone, whatever their needs are, God. We have many have surgery tonight, Lord. God, I ask you to numb those pain, God. Oh, God, and heal them speedily, God. Oh, God, the one that for the lung cancer, God. We know that you are a deliverer, God. You are bigger than cancer. You're bigger than diabetes. You're bigger than any disease. You heal all manner of diseases, God. And I thank you in advance for it, God. Lord, whatever the request, God, that they need tonight, God, you can bring it to you because you supply all need tonight. And I thank you in advance for what you've already done. You told us to trust in you, God, and lean not to our own understanding. You said in all that ways acknowledge you. You will direct our path, God. You are our guiding light, God. Oh, God, I thank you tonight, God. Lord, as we sleep tonight, watch over us, God. Oh, God, and give us peace, God. Let those angels encamp all around every one of us, God. Oh, God, and protect us. And we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Lord, as we depart, Lord, I ask you to bless God, to get away, God. Suffer no harm to come against anything that take place, God. Let it be peaceful, God, joyful, God. And Lord, suffer no accident, God. Lord, we ask you to prepare the way for them in advance, God. Lord, I thank you, keep everyone's body healed, God. And we thank you tonight for everything, God. We bring these requests to you. We lay up to you, God, the daughter-in-law, all the requests that was made tonight, God. Or the one that had the kidney stone removed, Jesus. God, I know that you are a deliverer, God. You are able to keep us together. And I thank you in advance, God. We got to ask all these blessings, God, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Like to thank everyone for getting on the line tonight. We look forward to having everyone back.